Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk agriculture now. Bruce Reynolds is with us. How are you, Bruce?
Pretty well, Neil.
Now, cherries, we've got them on the market. I don't think they're from Orange yet, are they? Ours come on a bit later here.
Certainly do. No, these cherries have come from what I can understand, northwestern Victoria. So out towards that Mallee country around Mildura. But they're the first cherries on the market already in October. We're seeing Australian cherries. We've only just seen the end of the US cherries probably 6 or 8 weeks ago. And now we're seeing our local first cherries on the market. You probably won't see them in the supermarket for a couple of weeks. But yes, the first of them has been put on the market. Not quite sure yet whether there was actually a special box auctioned or not. Some years they do that special auction, but I haven't heard if there was one this year, and maybe with COVID restrictions, etc., they didn't do a charity auction for the first cherries. But you talk about our cherries. Well, they are coming along. In talking with some of the local orchardists, they're saying probably a moderate season. So not a big crop, but not a small crop either. So something in between, hopefully sort of like a Goldilocks sort of scenario of good quality, good size, and just a reasonable amount of cherries that will come off the trees.
Okay. All right. Talking about getting crop off, let's talk about the grain harvest. Has it started in New South Wales as yet?
Believe it or not, also in October, yes, it has started. Out in the northwest of New South Wales, canola crops are coming off. They're being harvested, and they look pretty good. The yields seem to be quite high. Oil content's pretty good because of the amount of moisture. So that all goes well, outside of a few storms that we've been encountering, for a reasonable harvest. And in the visits I've had to farms in the central west in the last couple of weeks, as in the grain head fill, which they're still a number of weeks off harvest, probably condo area a couple of weeks, maybe even barley a little bit sooner. But the amount of seeds in the head are quite large this year, and also the amount of moisture that we had around has seen a fairly good grain fill. So the plumpness of the grain is really good as well. So expect to harvest locally shortly. Hopefully we don't encounter wet conditions when we go to put the harvesters into paddocks.
How are we going for labour with regard to that? I know it was an issue some time ago, and planes will start flying around again, so pilots will go back to that job. Where are we at for labour on the harvest trail?
So there was a push to get some ex-military personnel and people who've had experience, particularly in driving heavy vehicles, whether they be trucks or harvesters or other heavy equipment, and that has been reasonably successful. Even locally, I've heard of a number of local people who will be heading northwest in the next week or so to start help with the harvest. So a lot of farming people or people connected or that have the skills are helping out mates, friends and other people do the harvest throughout the different parts of the state. So it'll be all hands on deck and it'll be very tight, but I'm getting fairly positive feedback at this stage on getting labour for the grain harvest.
Okay, all right. Let's talk supply chain management now. As we move closer to Christmas, the supply chain always seems to slow down. A few weeks ago, we talked about agricultural chemical supplies. I'm guessing this has been impacted here as well.
Well, certainly has. I was in one of the hardware stores this week looking at different things, and I went to the chemical section, and particularly products like the cheaper glyphosate products, you can't buy them anymore. They're off the shelf. They've come out of China, and there's a shortage of supply. And even with the main chemical products, like the name brands, I won't name the brands, but a couple of name brands are even becoming shorter on the shelf. So that's what we forecast a couple of months ago. So we're right on the money by the looks of it with the intelligence I was receiving, that there are shortages. But it's not just that. As in, you walk around the major department stores or even the hardware stores, and there are certain sections on certain shelves of different products that are short. And it's to do with the amount of containers that we can get into Australia and also production out of China and other countries, again, with COVID, but also, electricity supplies, et cetera, in China is creating a major problem. So some products you just won't be able to get over this next few months, but there's still product on the shelf at this stage. And even with the rural retailers, understand that they're pretty well providing supplies. There's enough supplies to meet current demand, but not excess supplies that are available at this stage.
All right. So let's move to livestock now. I believe we've got a new record high this week for Eastern States Young Cattle Indicator.
Yes, it's hit another high. As in this week, it's so far gone to 1,075 cents and above a kilo, which is huge money. And how much higher it can go, no one really knows. I thought it was at a high when it went through 1,000 cents a kilo. So, but it's another record set this week. And that will, you know, as in certainly make it tight. But there's so much grass around at the moment. But it will make it very challenging to make money on the other end. Hopefully cattle prices do hold up, though. But yeah, as in a lot of people are just looking for consumers of grass because they've had two good seasons in a row.
Yeah, and the young cattle indicator, let's be clear, this is for cattle to be bought to grow out.
Yeah, that's correct. It's not the retail price. They're a lot lower cents a kilo. Mm. But this is for young steers and heifers that are then growing out to full-size animals. But if producers are paying that type of money for cattle to grow out and you're getting less a kilo, you're not making much on that growing out phase in production. But anyway, time will tell whether they do make money or not.
Yeah, indeed. Bruce Reynolds is with us talking all things agriculture. Thanks as always, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.